Hello everyone and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which today is brought to you from the delights of Reading Services Westbound. On the grounds that I have just tipped Bidford's, had to get that one off at 7:30 in the morning, got that one on last night, and so now it's Friday, looking for another job, and then maybe a collection for Monday morning. Yeah, try and do an easy day on a Friday if we can. Doesn't always work out. So, right, so we've got, first of all, thank you very much to Nick the Urban Trucker and Ken Warburton and Cowboy Dan for the belated birthday wishes. Yeah, that was last Friday. Very nice, lovely. Family came round, Dan Lebanese. Well, kebab, innit? And, yeah, got some stuff. Thank you very much, lovely, and then back to it. So thanks very much for the wishes. We've been mucking around with the channel, which is partly to do with the insurance revolution. Well, we'll come to that in a minute. Because they gave me, like, a logo. I've got merchandise coming. Never had this stuff before. So I've swapped the logo. And while I'm at it, I've changed the intro, because that one was well out of date. I like the old intro, but it was, you know, you do an intro video that people go up the channel for the first time can look something up. I don't know how these things work. That's his name. It's his lovely intro. Thank you very much. Yeah, cheers. I've changed the intro. The name's now Pete the Trucker, not Pete the Courier Driver, because I'm a trucker now. Like when it was Pete the Market Trader and I changed being a courier driver, I changed it from Pete the Market Trader to Pete the Courier Driver. Kind of see how I'm going with that one. Also, there's now an email address. We've got an email address, which is to do with the insurance people. Anyway, also, Shane Hardy says, because also, for you that don't know, Sunday Q&A is a podcast. I'll do you a link. Never remember which arm it is. It's got to go there, isn't it? So if I go like that, I think it's there. It's that one. Pretty sure it's that one. You can guarantee it's going to be on the other side. I'll probably forget to do the link in fairness. But yeah, it's a podcast. So what happens is, when I put it on the computer, once it goes live, it goes to the podcast. So last Thursday, I recorded it last Thursday, knowing that I had a load of stuff to do on Friday. So the podcast's out on Thursday. So the Sunday Q&A podcast might come out on a Friday, might come out on a Saturday. Certainly should be out at the same time as the YouTube one, but if you want to listen to it first, and I can't see why anybody would really want to look at me, least of all me, you can go to the podcast, you can listen to it while you're driving, that kind of stuff. So we're going, there's Insta and TikTok. I now keep saying I'm going to do shorter videos on them. There'll be some links down below if you're interested in that kind of stuff. God, this, you know, everybody look at me. And also we've got an email address, which is question of the week. We're now on question of the week. Godzilla says, you see where I'm going with this one in a minute as well. For the t-shirts, easy enough, just use a throwaway email and have it in the bio. Anyone winning a t-shirt, read it out and they can contact you by sending them their address. This way everyone has to watch the next video. Yeah, I suppose they do. And also Tiffioso Cornwall says, hi Pete, question of the week, how much you quote for working Cornwall? And he also likes the life on the road videos. Just my view as one of your longest subscriber. I know you should put question of the week in the question. But what I'm saying is, right, guys, now let's see if we can get this thing up and running. We've got the email address down below. There's free stuff in this, by the way, so just hang on. The email address is down below, and it's P the A, because I couldn't get Pete the Trucker, because no, that's gone a long time ago. Pete the HX Trucker, because I run on a haulage exchange, @gmail.com. Now, if you guys ping me your address on the email, what I will then do, I will forward that on to the insurance company who are getting the t-shirts. And when they've got the t-shirts, they will post you the t-shirts directly. Then if you can let me know you've got the t-shirts, we'll all know it's working. And also, what size you want? I've got two sizes. There's two sizes available, large and double X. Because I kind of figure if you're a small or a medium, you don't want a double X. I'm just double X. You know, I'm FB is my size. So yeah, put the size on, and then if we get it, because maybe, I thought it'd be really quite nice, if we can get some photos of people in the t-shirts, And I can put them, I can use the video editor and stick it here. That's all my nice thing to do. So it's all to do with the insurance people. Like I say, if you want the insurance, I find them very good. I'm proper up and running with them. I've got the breakdown cover through them. There's you can go to the website and you can type, God almighty, am I going on? You can go to the website. If you type Pete the Trucker into Google, it should, I should show up. And I've got a website there with a banner, with a link. And if you want to do that, I get a drink out of that one. So, but anyway, enough about this. This is trying to get it all up and running. All I'm saying is the channel's having a bit of a revamp and there's some free t-shirts out there. What we're going to do is everyone who gets question of the week, if you get question of the week, gets read out, give me your address, free t-shirt. Yay! Brilliant. With my face on. Who's going to want to wear that? It's like, it's very small. And it's a cartoon. It's not actually me. No. So, right, fuel prices. There won't be any fuel prices on this week's video. So, as usual, I will put the fuel prices down below because the emails haven't come in yet. Apparently, according to Motlier, it's going to go up next week by about 4p. So, expect a hike in your prices, which is something to do with the fact that on Wednesday, Trump announced that he was going to put sanctions on Russia and that affects the fuel price. So, but I will put my fuel prices down below. Last week's fuel prices I had Watson's at 107.6, Motlier at 107.8. Express Fuels, who are sharpening their pencil, they said we're going to try and do better, Peter, because if you're not buying it, no one else is buying it. They came in at 108.39, still a little bit over the top, but not, you know, I like the lads, they're nice guys. And UK Fuels have just gone potty this week at 113.08, so I ain't getting no money. What did you have? White Van Man had UK Fuels at 107.14. No, Watson's at 107.14. So is Watson's ready? I don't understand that. I thought Watson said they were unified, but his price is cheaper than mine. It might be to do with if you've got a bigger fleet. He might have loads of lorries or vans and stuff, and you get a better price. Silvery Q Fuels at 106.04. Drive Car Fuels at 105.82. So he's done well. Like I say, the best I could do last week was 107.66. It's not bad. Right. Nothing on last week's mistake. Now, the big video this week was Birth 66. And yeah, you know, they can't all be like, oh, I've gone wrong. Live bidding on the Currie Exchange. Everyone loves that one. But sometimes you just do a generic one. And the channel is here to try to help people. And I kind of did Birth 66 and went, oh, this is a nightmare. And then realised the next day that I'd done the whole thing completely wrong. So I thought, I'll stick this one in now, just in case anyone else has got to go Birth 66 and they'll know where to go. So, Solo Nick says, Tilbury for me has always been one of those mysterious places I vaguely remember as a kid. My dad used to go there and pick up some fruit from Spain that we delivered to the southeast for my uncle's hoardage company. I used to go in the lorry of my dad, and it seems like the trek to Mordor, we always seem to get to the place with giant cranes in the middle of the night. You know, it seemed to take days to get there. I guess things and places don't change. Yeah, I kind of get that. It's the joy of this job. And the fact you do get to see some weird and interesting places. Not all of them nice, but this is different. Nick the Urban Trucker says, right, and he knows the way. He said, the way to get to Birth, he said, the best way to find Birth 26 is to follow the signs for Tilbury Fort and the cruise terminal, Ferry Road. The postcode is RM187HL. Because what you do, you don't go into the docks. You go past the entrance to the docks, and then you take a right where there's like this big concrete thing, and then you follow the road round, and Berth 26 is on your left-hand side. You go in there, and you wait there to be let in. It's bizarre. Everybody else goes through that door. They go through this door. Why? Don't know. Shane Hardy says, because I just drove off with the card, he said, hand your card back next time you're there. Yeah, the card's gone. It's a plastic card. I'm pretty sure it was to, I don't think they would expect to get it back. Otherwise, why would they do it that way? But probably got that one wrong too. Normally do. And Dale Steele says, Pete, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the time roll away, unpaid. I think I did a video once where I got the old truck guitar up there and got it out and had a little go. It was terrible. I'm really bad. I play guitar and saxophone, and I play both of them really badly. And you know when people go, oh, I play a little bit, I'm really bad, and they pick up and go, they're like Mark Knopfler. No, seriously, I play really badly. Normally I do it for my own entertainment, which is why you don't watch it, because who's going to want to see that? Right, also, something else I want to come to. Now, we did the one on factoring companies. And we've got more on this. But before we go on, I kind of in my defence. Now, if anybody wants, I did put this out there. And I said I will help. I can get a factoring company. I would talk to you. I'll make sure it's right for you. And if you want it, I can put you in contact with a factoring company. And I will mentor you through it. I get a grand if I put you in touch with a factoring company. But as I said in the last video, there's going to be a lot of work involved in this. And I don't even know if I want to do it. But I kind of said, if I can get someone where I am, and that's where they want to be, and I can make someone's life better because of it, I'll give it a go. So if you are interested, PeteTheHXTrucker@gmail.com, drop me an email with your phone number, I'll give you a bell. Chances are this is going to go absolutely nowhere, in which case I'll probably breathe a huge sigh of relief and go, fine. But the other thing I wanted to say, because the guy turned around, he said, don't get people involved in factoring companies. It's hard enough to make money as it is, and he's right. A few of you said this, and you're all right. If you can get away without doing it at the factoring company, do. But, you know, if you can do it your own money, you can bib, steal or borrow off the family, you can get it on a credit card, or you can get it back quickly, because otherwise a credit card's got all these things going to cost you money, do. Because once you're under the feet of a factoring company, it's very, very difficult to get out of them. The advantage I've got with my one, who have now been given notice, is I didn't factor every job. I only factored with about 10, although ironically enough, I've given them notice and every single job I seem to have done this week is for the job for my regular customers who I normally run through the company. So now there's money accruing in the factoring company's bank account, which I'm not drawing down because I want rid. And also I'm saving it because I've got a VAT bill coming up and I will have to take it out. But the other thing I wanted to say, which I forgot to say last week, is it's all well and good going save the money and then start. But firstly, how long is that going to take? You know, to run a truck for 3 months, plus a house and a family, and you're looking at least 20k. I mean, the fuel bills alone on this thing are 500 quid a week. Like, say, over 2.5 months, that's 10 grand. Is that right? 5 times 10. 5 grand.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Yeah, 5 grand. And that's just the fuel. That's not the parking, the transport manager. I said that last week. The other thing about it is, all the time that I was working for the man, I knew how much we were earning. Because I've done it, I was booking the jobs on the exchange. I was booking the jobs for me. Some days, I might do 700-800 quid's worth of work. Put the VAT on top, that's 10%, 800, 880 pounds. And I think, right, I've worked all day. I've earned a gross of over £800. I'm getting paid 200 quid. And I'd do the same tomorrow. And I'd do the same the next day. And I used to think, I'm just giving money away here. So I got the factoring company, and admittedly, they take an amount. They say it's 3%. It's not. It's more like 10 or 11. But still, I was much better off. So it was, as I said last week, as far as they're concerned, I'm a nice little earner. As far as I'm concerned, they're a necessary evil. But the key word in that sentence is necessary. Because without them, you don't get running, and the other option is worse. So if you are interested, put it in the Gmail. If not, see you later, baked potato. We'll put that one a bit. But while we're on the subject, Dale Steele says, he says, to start on the CX, you need a van, or enough to lease it. You need about 2k up front. You need about 2 to 3k for insurance. You'll probably need at least £250 a week for fuel on a small van, plus enough to cover your wages for 2 months until the money starts coming in. A factoring company is going to be minimal help in the scheme of things, merely gets the money coming in a little quicker, but will not help you with the initial settings of things up, which is true. I mean, I had a mate who lent me the dough for the lorry and the insurance and all that. Factoring company ain't going to help you with that. So the problem you got there is also you've got to find the money at the start, which is part out of your savings, and then on top you've got to have the money to run for 2 months. But like I say, if you can do it another way, do it another way. If you can get away with doing it without a factoring company, do. If you can't, let me know if you need me. Kiberg Hattack says, he says, hello, mate, could you send me a good company to sort out my invoice so I can work it, because I want to start work. I'm a very new business and I don't have much money to wait for 3 months. Like I say, Kibbert, put it in the email. I'll give you a bell. I'll talk you through it. First thing we'll make sure is this the right fit for you? Because I'm not going to put anybody into it if I don't think it's the right fit for them. But if you want to do it, email's down below. So, what we got? It's a bit Ron Birth 26 here. I'm coming back to this. It's Ron Birth. I've obviously done this wrong here. Everything's wrong. Last week's mistakes. Godzilla said, he said, I've never had a massive issue. When he got back, he said, I've never had a massive issue with JCB, but everyone else has, that's for sure. This is to do with getting into places. I always went in with the expectation of finishing the coffee, a couple of hours kip, and a day ender. A certain post office site, I would hear the words Parcel Force and Bay 99 and panic. It's the ad hoc bay that gets to where they have a chance. The doors are closed. They have no idea you're there. You have no chance. There is zero access from the base to the warehouse, so you have to go out and shout at someone. Yeah, it's not always that easy, is it, really? Where was I this week? Waitrose. Got in, and I'm going, you got a booking time of 2:30, mate. I was there at 12:30. No, I'm going in now. It's the Arctic that's going in after. No, we've got no recollection of it. So then I had to pull out. Then they got an email. Then I went back in. No, still got no word of it. Then I went in. Then I got a different name. Then I rocked up, given a different name. Oh, yeah, no, you are all right. You can come in. Brilliant. What time is it? 10 to 2. Brilliant. Because the shift changes at 2. Put it on a bay. The only good news was they tipped me and then went, there's your keys. Our system's down. So we can't check it. I went, great. I'm off because I had another one to pick up. The wise guys, this week's wise guys. True Guy Rides the Bikes. This is Pete. What's going on for waiting time for an 18-tonner? This actually shouldn't be under the wise guys. This should be under trucks. But never mind. He said, waiting time for an 18-tonner. £30 an hour seems low. Sure, that's less than I charge in a long wheelbase van. Yes. All you're going to get is, if you're lucky, I aim for 40. I aim for £40 an hour, and I aim for the first hour free. So if you're there for 2.5 hours, I charge them £60. But you don't. A lot of the time, you go, look, I'm waiting time. You don't want to upset anybody. Maybe I'm just soft. I'm going, give me waiting time. You must pay me this money. You know. But I tend to go like, look, I've been here for 2.5 hours. The right dough is £60. What can you do for me? And they go, well, we normally give £30 an hour. So we can do 50, we can do 45. I go, fine, great. Just send me it. Lovely. Thank you very much. Because then it comes through quickly and you can close the job down. Otherwise, you just find it from her. It's just pointless. Everybody hates waiting time. Right, which brings us on to this week's miscellaneous, of which we have a few. A Bunker Bandit says, learn to drive to the rules. This is to do with a mail I must have done on the cards. Drive the rules, take your brakes correctly, and you won't have any issues. I've been a professional driver for 25 years on an HGV Class 1. And yes, he's right. To a degree, even the best of people can get caught out. You know, you go, right, well, I'm going to make it to that service. I've got half hour left on my clock, I've got time, and then suddenly, bosh. The traffic stops and you're going forward slightly, and you're watching this clock go over and over and over again. And then before you know it, that half hour's turned into 5 minutes and you're still 2 miles away. How am I going to make it? I'm going to make it. And you get in there and all the parking spaces are done. And you're like, oh no. But all you do, if you go over, do a printout, do two printouts, one for them, put one in the book, sign it, write what happened. And then if they ever give you a pull, they'll go, look, we can see what you've done there. You've written it down. You've explained yourself. That's fine. And also, if you get a pull and they put your card in, and they just see like the thing goes, brruk, 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 you know, like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise when the Klingons decloak, then you're going to get the book thrown at you. But if they look at it and it's all green lights, and then over there's a red one, it's like, oh, well, you've driven for 4 hours and 37 minutes, but you obviously couldn't find a parking space. All right, you know, it happens. They're human beings. You can talk to them. You know, it's fine. Niall Wilson says, Tommy Trucker Mark II, but at least you're on it. Oh, is that like Timmy Trucker? I don't know. I don't watch anybody else. I probably should. I'm working on the principle that you drive a lorry all day. The last thing I want to do when I'm not driving a lorry is watch other people drive lorries. It's why I always say women should never marry a gynecologist, because you never take your work home with them. Leachy says, Oh, yeah, I've done a video on this, but it probably won't come out till January, because I've done so many now, they're going off into the new year now. He says, Pete, as you know, I do a regular job each day. I've told you, yeah, we talk. I spoke to you for a while, I hope you're all right. And I've tried many times just waiting for the short jobs, and it just doesn't happen. Sometimes you can wait for hours just to try to get any job, even bidding on a job I'd done the previous week, and even though my feedback is still 100% on every job I do, still not getting it. So you bid on jobs that he got last week for the same money. He said, I can't understand it. Got it, I got it last week, I got it the week before, put a bid and didn't get it. Why not? So they know I do the job. They know that I'm good. Maybe someone else comes in cheap, but it's normally about money. Or the job didn't exist. Could be a phantom job, a magic job. He said, now I take each day as it comes. That's all you can do. On Friday, I got a job from Crawley to Waltham Cross, and straight after I got from Hatfield back to Brighton. Hardly ever happens, but lovely when it does. I was sitting in Reading, I haven't got a job yet. The fact that I'm actually recording this and the things on like airplane mode isn't helping. I'll probably go on, there'll be half a dozen jobs going from Reading to Leighton Buzzard. I'll ring them up and they'll go, oh, it's just sold. Has it? I was busy making a video. MO777 says, hey mate, would you say the HX is as saturated as the CX, and would you say it's worth moving over from a lorry to a van? Also, what would be the difference in expenses from a lorry to a van in terms of maintenance, insurance, fuel, etc.? Sorry for loads of questions. I'm going to do this quick, but you will get, I'll probably get a dedicated video on this one. In fact, it's probably a question of the week. So if you want to claim a t-shirt, just put your address down below. I would say you get about as many jobs for a lorry as you do for a van. So if I was in a Luton, I would expect as many jobs to ping up for a Luton, a long wheelbase or an extra long wheelbase, as if I'm in an 18-ton truck. I'd say the same amount of jobs would ping up for an 18-ton, a 12-ton or a 7.5-ton. So the amount of jobs you can do equals in a Luton would be the same as the amount of jobs you could do in an 18-ton curtain with a tuck under tail. Everything is much dearer, but at the same time you're on double money, so it kind of I think on the whole it's better off. Lorries are involved. We've done this before, they're grief. But so that's basically a short answer to all of those questions. I will do you a dedicated video when it's coming out, I don't know. I'll try and push it forward to the front a little bit. But yeah, thanks for your question, mate. Would I recommend it? Well, am I driving? Yes. I'm not good at this, am I? Gil Hermit. I'd never get a job reading the news, would I? And today on the news, what was I say? I don't think you get away with that. Gil Hermit says, I'm just going to mumble it. I put the same price on all, and this is to do with the fact that some jobs pay different terms, and I noticed that two different jobs might. I put two different bids on the same job. You could say it was the same job, and the dearer one won. And I thought, how does that work? I put the same price on all. Except he said, if one, it has stupid terms when they send the job through, or two, the shipper's a lower quality. Yeah, I think these are things you've got to be wary of. Look at the CX number, see how high it is. Look at what the feedback is. Look at how I look at these things now. I never used to. Look at their pay percentage. But I've got to say, I've been running on the CX now for, it's coming up for like 13, 14 months. Guess how many people haven't paid me? Guess how many? Do you want, I mean, I'm talking about how many people, I can give you an average, but I say an average, you want a mean, medium, a mode average, or I could give you like, I could give you an exact figure, or I could give you like a ballpark figure sort of round. Guess how many people haven't paid me? None. I have been paid by everybody I've done a job for so far. Now, I've said that, I've got no chance now. He's watching, that's... Have you? Hey, what this? But no, absolutely everything's come in so far. But be careful who you go for. But then having said that, most people on there are good. They've got to be, otherwise how can I be doing this still? So, there you go. He says, I never take, but are we going? I'm finished actually. Lower quality. I never take payment terms into considerations. I'll wait longer and get more money, not a problem. And that is it. That was the last bit from today. So that's only Q&A for another week. I hope you like the revamp. I hope you like the new channel. All the information's down below. If you need to do anything, like I say, the website's out there, the email's out there. I'll start trying to do a few Insta and TikTok videos, but they're more like philosophy of Pete. Rather than like, you know, sort of truck driver. Having said that, if I'm there and there's an interesting thing happening, of course you're going to see it. So that's it. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Monday, back on it. Take care. Take money.